Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now we begin another convention series, because it's not just the big networks and newspapers that have come to Denver this week. Throughout the conventions, we will check in with various members of the New York ethnic press to see what stories they are covering. Our first guest in this series is Antoine Faisal, publisher of the Arabic-English newspaper Aramaica. He is in Denver with the New York Community Media Alliance and Feed in Two Worlds, the project of WNYC and the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. Antoine was last on the show. Some of you may remember during the start of the presidential primaries back in January. Antoine, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you very much for having me one more time and for your continuous interest and coverage for the ethnic communities. Thank you.
And did I say properly or improperly the name of your newspaper?
Aramaica.
Aramaica, which means?
Arab America.
Arab America, right. Back in 2000, President Bush won nearly 50% of Arab Americans' votes. But obviously there was a shift after 9/11, and I wonder what you're seeing now and whether McCain is competitive in the Arab American community.
8 years of Bushism is more than enough. Traditionally, the Arab Americans vote Republican, but there have been a mass exodus recently from the Republican to the Democratic Party. Most of them, or many of the Arab Americans, will be voting Obama. And it's not because Hillary suspended her run, but because they love Obama.
What do they love about him?
Many things. Anything but Bush, one. For two, for some reason, the fact that he had Hussein as a middle name made them love him even more, even though he denied being Muslim many times. The third thing, his openness and his call to dialogue with the Arab world rather than playing a John Wayne with them. He's someone who comes from a background that many can identify with in the Arab American community and endear them to their hearts.
The fact that he lived in Indonesia, the fact that he's got roots in Kenya, all of that.
He has immigrant parents, that he has. He didn't just come from a wealthy family or just came to power from family roots. He worked his way up to the top, and his ways to promote himself and to communicate were very... he managed to touch the hearts of the Arab American community.
Tell me what stories you feel like you basically came to Denver to cover for Aramaica. What are you looking for here?
During the primaries, talk was cheap. The candidates were saying whatever to get more votes. Now, as an Arab American, I would be looking more... Deep, more focused on the issues that Arab Americans are interested in, the immigration issue, the foreign policies, mainly towards the Middle East. Of course, the other issues that the Arab Americans share with the rest of the country, the health, the economies, the jobs, so on and so forth.
Have you written an article yet? Or, of course, the convention is just beginning today. Have you published yet?
We have not published anything as of yet. But we'll be working something.
Placed anything on your website? Any quick first impressions or anything like that?
Well, yesterday was my birthday, so I wasn't working
yesterday
officially.
Was your birthday?
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Did you celebrate it in Denver?
I celebrated here in Denver,
what
yes.
What did you do?
I was working on my next story. From the house, we attended a couple of ceremonies here, and then went back to the hotel.
Okay. I won't ask what you did after you went back to the hotel. What about Joe Biden, who was chosen in part based on his foreign policy experience? Will his experience help or hurt, do you think, in terms of winning Arab American votes, or how is he perceived?
Two things that make Joe Biden not a very very welcome in the Arab American community. One, his support to Israel, and the second thing, his 2006 policy or project to divide Iraq was not very well perceived in the Arab American, and especially Iraqi community. But at the same time, no one can deny the vast experience that Joe Biden has on foreign policies. He served 6 terms in the Senate. He comes from, you know, the tragedy of losing a wife and son, you know, the humanitarian factor. He is a very well respected senator.
Arab American community in America is concentrated in a certain key places. I feel like we heard about a lot about Michigan in the last few election cycles. What are the population centers besides Michigan and obviously New York?
You have Michigan, California, New York, New Jersey, Chicago, and many other. But on the top five, these are the states. In Chicago recently, Obama has appointed an advisor for the Muslim relations, Mazen al-Asbahi, and it was very sad that 2 weeks later he offered his resignation based on some vague allegations. Vague guilt by association allegations.
All right, we have to leave it there with Antoine Faisal, publisher of the Arabic English newspaper Aramica. He's in Denver with the New York Community Media Alliance and Feed Into Worlds, a project of the Center for the New York City for New York City Affairs at the New School and WNYC. We'll talk to other members of the New York Ethnic Press later in the week. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.